This is Magic Drive Time, your daily dose of Orlando Magic basketball.
Magic have numbers if they go. Banchero now through the lane. He jams it down. B5 through five Raptors.
Magic Drive Time is presented by International Diamond Center, your local diamond experts since 1981.
High screen from Franz. Now Kell spins into the lane. Long two. Off the rim. Franz can fly it in. Put back is good. Franz Wagner. It's your night, 22.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
And welcome everyone to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Dante Marcatelli and Jake Chapman here with you on this fine Friday evening. Are we having fun yet, Magic fans? How enjoyable is this, and who could have ever predicted, with 70 games down, that your Orlando Magic would be sitting in fourth place in the Eastern Conference, really in the driver's seat? If they handle their business here down the stretch, they can close it out and finish fourth, possibly even third. Jake, as I say, with their win last night against the New Orleans Pelicans, they're what I consider to be their most impressive win of the season, 121-106. Is the final, and they are led by Jalen Suggs with 22. You got a triple-double for Paolo Banchero with 20 points, 10 rebounds. He ties his career high with 11 assists and the second triple-double of his career. And the Pelicans are led by Trey Murphy, which, how good is Trey Murphy? When is his My goodness. I don't know when that guy becomes available, but we can dream anyway. They're led by Trey Murphy, and the Magic take down the Pelicans, who had won three consecutive games in 8 of 10. The Magic have now won five consecutive games, and they're the hottest team since the All-Star break. They're the best defensive team, and we saw it last night. So much to get to. But, Jake, we'll start with the standings and our upcoming games look ahead, powered by Ticketmaster. Next up will be the Sacramento Kings. That comes your way tomorrow right here on 96.9 The Game at 6:30 tomorrow on Valley Sports Florida. Then you're going to have 3 days off. And then you have Golden State, Los Angeles Clippers, and the Memphis Grizzlies and the Portland Trailblazers to close out this road trip. But the Magic sit right here, half a game ahead of the New York Knicks. The Magic are fourth. They are a game and a half behind the Cleveland Cavaliers for third. And when we left the game last night, I'm listening, I'm riveted. You have Giannis Antetokounmpo, Damian Lillard, the entire Bucks team was out there. And they had to battle till the final seconds to knock off Brooklyn. It took two Damian Lillard steals late for them to seal that game. Otherwise, the Magic would be two games out of second. What is going on right now, Jake? We got the Ringer podcast, right, with Bill Simmons. He opened his podcast with Steve Cerruti, lifelong Magic fan and a great producer for Ryan Russillo and for Bill Simmons. He opened with it with 10 minutes on the Orlando Magic. I mean, what is happening right now, Jake?
Brandon and I used the phrase with Brandon on the post game show last night. That was a validation win. Like that felt like, okay. Yes. And Brandon even said it. He opened the post game with like, you can't deny this. We're 70 games in. They were 14 games above 500. Now the four seed in the Eastern Conference. We were at that point. People have been slowly taking notice all season long, but that was a team. And granted, Brandon Ingram went down and thankfully, the news today is that it's not a long-term injury. It's a bone contusion. Yes. So hopefully he's able to get back for the postseason. Nobody wanted to see that. I think our guys were just as shaken up and bummed out for Brandon Ingram as anybody. And so, you know, you throw that grain of salt in there. But, I mean, we just dominated them after the first quarter. And Ingram or no Ingram, we made Zion Williamson's life a living hell on him. He had a season high in turnovers. He was very frustrated. You could tell. I mean, we're just clicking on all cylinders right now. We lost Gary at halftime of that game. Hopefully, that's not a long-term injury. It's a sore foot. So, hopefully, a little bit of rest, and we'll get him back and good to go. But everybody is understanding the assignment right now, as the kids like to say. And everybody knows what their role on this team is. And, you know, we can go through. I mean, I've got about 10 things that I love from last night. The electricity in that building. The way that Jalen Suggs starts games right now, and absolutely, I mean, it was a slow start for the team, but he was in the middle of absolutely everything, just making life hell on the Pelicans in the half court.
Jake, let's go through it. Normally we get long-winded and we opine and we go off the rails on all this.
That's what you hired me for.
That is what I'm not saying you, I'm saying me too. That's what the both of us do, right? And that's,
But I think because of what you said, I don't think we have time to do that today. I think we got to rapid fire go through some of the things that we loved about last night. I think
All right.
And I think starting with the crowd, go ahead. That was an unbelievable atmosphere at Kia Center last night.
It was the best I've seen in a long time. That place is, and it's there's still like a lot of meat on that bone. Like, imagine what an actual playoff game is going to feel like. Imagine what, you know, coming down the stretch here and some of these big, when the Warriors come to town, for instance. That was readily apparent, and it's not lip service when Coach Mosley talks about it after the game. I mean, it was the first thing he wanted to say after the game.
Correct.
Was let me just, and it does make a difference. So Magic fans, if you're listening, we need you coming down the stretch here, and we need you to be loud. We need you to be boisterous in that building. It makes a huge difference when you're the third youngest team in the league. And when you play with the type of emotional energy that our guys are able to harness. The second thing, and this to me is probably the primary thing, Paolo Banchero was 2 of 10 at halftime, and he finished with his second career triple-double. I mean, we've been talking all season about how, you know, he's a scorer, and sometimes the jumper's not going to be there, and sometimes teams are going to send doubles, and sometimes you play a really good defensive team like the New Orleans Pelicans. He has figured out in year two at such a high level ways to impact the game when he's not scoring the basketball. It's so encouraging, and, I mean, that's the type of stuff that elevates you from, like, all-star to superstar. Is those off nights, and you could still put up a triple-double and get a big win against one of the best defenses in the league. That, to me, is probably, you know, primarily when I came away saying, this dude is a night in and night out, he's going to do something that helps your team. And he's so young and still so raw. There's still so much meat left on that bone. I think that was the one that jumped out at me. I said in my Magic Minute, that was the win of the year in a season for wins of the year, right?
Like, yeah, exactly.
We just keep on reinventing that phrase because at home we got something special going on, and that was a good one last night.
That certainly was. So let's stick to the script, okay? Rapid fire, right? Let's stick with it. So that was first.
Rapid as I get thee.
Well, we got the crowd. Then we went to Paolo. We just stay with the crowd. We're talking about the crowd last night. They were fantastic. You're exactly right. All right, when you host, you can do whatever you want. You can go wherever you want to go with it, but I'm trying to have some format here.
Sorry.
All right. So there you go. The crowd was phenomenal last night. I think I give them credit because I think they understood what was at stake last night. That was a test, right? That was a test against a playoff team. You only had one win against a team above 500 since the All-Star break, and it wasn't at home, right? So they saw the loss to the Pacers, they saw the loss at New York, they were ready. They hung on every possession. And the fact that they were down 12, yes, Paolo was huge, and I want to get to him because I have a thought on that as well. But to me, what won you the game was what you didn't have against New York and you didn't have against Indiana was Jalen Suggs. Points were hard to come by. This team could not score. Paolo started 0 for 7. The Magic started 0 of 9 at the rim. They ended up with 62 points in the paint. They started 0 of 9 at the rim. In the blink of an eye, this team was down 12. Down 12 just like that. Jalen Suggs. Then Jalen Suggs happened. I thought what he did last night was absolutely remarkable. And I'm not going to sit here and say you can bank on this and this is what's going to happen every playoff game and this is why we're untouchable and this and that. But you didn't have that. You didn't have that offensive option against New York and against Indiana. You had it last night. How big was Jalen Suggs? Not only the 3-for-8 from beyond the arc, because the Pelicans will give up threes. And Jalen took advantage of that. But the energy, getting the crowd into it, the defensive plays, getting out in transition and being able to score at the rim. He's what turned that game around last night.
Yeah, he was exquisite. And the three ball is really, I mean, and now we're starting to see it in different ways. They're not just all inside out threes, right? He's pulling up in transition. He's shooting off the bounce. You can just tell how much more comfortable he is on the offensive side, period. When he plays, if you just go look at his game log, when we have Jalen available, we've won now 10 straight games.
10 straight, exactly.
It's 12 of 13 and, you know, 14 of 16 or whatever. When he's out there, he absolutely is that third piece to the puzzle right now. And it's because of what he does on both ends of the floor. But knocking down threes, I mean, that's what loosens everything up. That's how you get Paolo his 20 points after an 0 for 7 and 2 for 10 start. Is loosening up defenses, and Jalen's been the guy for that role for a couple months now.
10-0 in the starting lineup with him and Gary Harris together. Bill Simmons said most likely NBA player to cry in the playoffs after hitting a game winner. Jalen Suggs. Is that accurate?
Absolutely. 100%.
Can you imagine playoff Jalen? Can you even imagine playoff Jalen if you take that energy to another level, right? It's just absolutely off the charts. Okay, Paolo Banchero, I love what you said because I said that at halftime. He was 2 of 10 from the floor. He started 0 of 7. He ended up going 9 of 11 to finish the game, right? But he started 0 of 7. I don't know what was going on with the stat crew last night, but they were all over the place. They had him at 10 rebounds at halftime. Then we start the third quarter, and he's got 8. Normally, you make a mistake of 1. Somehow they took 2 rebounds away. Then he got to 10 again, and then they took another one away. It was bananas. They were all over the place last night. I'm sure there was a glitch in the system of some kind, but he had a triple-double. I'm waiting for them to take that 10th rebound away, but they haven't yet. So right now, he got his second career triple-double. But at halftime, I made the point. At that time, he had 10 rebounds and 5 assists, right? And he just had 4 points. So here's a guy with the point that you made, didn't have it going offensively. They were throwing so many bodies at him. It was hard for him to get it going. Zion and Brandon Ingram and Valanciunas, everybody imaginable they were throwing at him, and he couldn't get it going offensively. But he still was a beast on the boards, and he still was facilitating. I thought that was a huge sign because points are going to be hard to come by. He's going to get double and triple teams in the playoffs. Are you doing other things to help your team win? And he did last night. And then the scoring came around, and he finishes with his second career triple-double.
Yeah, I mean, he's doing it in different ways each night. But every night, I mean, I don't think this is going away where the doubles are coming from somewhere. Because,
correct.
I mean, when you match, it doesn't matter who you match him up against. They're food for him. Like, he's going to eat against somebody bigger than him because he's going to go around him, or somebody smaller than him because he's going to go right through him. And then, you know, you think about, okay, so, because clearly, like, the jumper wasn't working last night. He ended up knocking out a couple threes in the second half. But, you know, what would that game have looked like had he had it going offensively? Would he have 11 assists? Maybe not. Maybe that's the trade-off. That drops down to 6 or 7, and he gets you 30. But the bottom line is, offensively, he's a do-it-all right now. I mean, you can trust him in almost any situation. And, you know, I think back, Franz mentioned this the other day on the podcast, I believe it was. Remember those first 2 years, Paolo's first year and Franz's first 2 years, and those situations where Markel was out and we needed to have point Paolo and point Franz, and they had all those on-ball reps, and it was a struggle at times. Yeah. But I remember sitting here doing this show with you and saying,
we were 5-20 because of that, but we were thinking long-term.
We were thinking long-term. It's not good for wins right now, but it's good for long-term development, and we're starting to see the fruits of those struggles. And that's what, you know, that's how you get here, is all of a sudden you've got two of the youngest players in the league with the biggest offensive responsibilities, not to mention Paolo's top 5 in minutes, you know, usage. He's a top 20 player. I mean, he's shouldering such a big load for a playoff team at 21 years old. I mean, I don't know if we could say enough about the season he's had and what he's doing right now, because it's only going to get better. He's every game, he's going to recognize more where the doubles are coming from and how best to manipulate that. And so the best is definitely yet to come.
And it's so smart, the way he's talking during timeouts, what he's telling his teammates, what he's seeing, where to find me and where to get open. And this is coming. I'm going to go this way with the basketball, and then I'm going to find you with the cross-court passes that are on the money for open threes, just off the charts what Paolo's doing. And you're looking at guys putting up his numbers at the age of 21 and under. You're talking about Luka Doncic, you're talking about LeBron, and you're talking about one or two more guys, and that is it in the history of the NBA. It is absolutely remarkable, the numbers that he continues to put up. Lots to get to here on Magic Drive Time. Again, we're going to keep the pace moving. The bench, one of the best benches in the NBA, and the most underrated player in the NBA is part of this Magic second unit. We haven't even touched on what might have been the biggest turnaround in this game last night. We'll have all that when we return here in just a moment. The 35th anniversary celebration continues as O-Town with back-to-back classic nights. See your Magic face off against the LA Clippers on Friday, March 29th. And at that game, we will recognize Marcin Gortat. That's going to be a terrific atmosphere inside Amway Center on Friday, March 29th. And the Memphis Grizzlies on Saturday, March 30th. At the Kia Center. Get your tickets today at OrlandoMagic.com, and March 30th will be Carlos Arroyo. So we've got back-to-back recognitions, which will be a lot of fun. Tomorrow's Tracy McGrady, by the way. That's going to be a pretty fun night here inside Kia Center. Get your tickets today at OrlandoMagic.com. That's OrlandoMagic.com to get your tickets. More Magic Drive Time when we return in a moment.
Orlando Magic. Magic fans, season tickets are now on sale. Now is the perfect time for fans to score the best seats for the 2024-2025 season with your Orlando Magic season tickets. Your seats and games are guaranteed from the moment you purchase your plan. Don't miss your chance to be a part of the Magic all season long. Beat the buzzer and learn more at OrlandoMagic.com/season tickets.
How do you measure the human spirit? In points? Distance? Maybe decibels? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit. Because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Advent Health, official champion of the human spirit.
No matter where you are for tip-off,
you're going to see a lot of this play.
The game is on.
Just outstanding.
Good for three.
Stream the magic all season long on the Bally Sports app.
Oh, my goodness.
Be here for the excitement.
Off the charts.
The thrills.
Slams it in.
The rivalries.
Put that on your highlight reel, young fella.
Be here for the moments that shape our season. Stream the magic all season long on the Bally Sports app.
Game, guys. Now listen up.
In business, to have a winning streak, you need a dependable partner by your side. A lasting relationship where business needs meet personal solutions and expectations are always exceeded. When it comes to agility and performance, City National Bank, the official bank of the Orlando Magic, has the playbook to help you take your best shot. Visit citynational.com for more information. City National Bank is member FDIC.
Great dishes begin with top-quality ingredients. Goya offers a wide variety of products from rice, beans, masarepa, and seasonings to olives and olive oil, even low-sodium and organic items, to stock your pantry with a solid lineup of go-to ingredients. With Goya on your team, your signature dishes are always a slam dunk. For inspiration and recipes, visit Goya.com. And remember, if it's Goya, it has to be good. Goya is a proud partner of the Orlando Magic.
The ruggedly capable all-wheel drive Kia Telluride X-Pro is truly at the top of its game. It kind of reminds us of legendary four-time NBA champ Draymond Green.
Hold on. What?
Powerful performance in tough conditions.
Yep, that's Dre.
Totally dominates the lane.
Money Green coming through.
Intuitive. Intelligent.
IQ on a trillion.
Bold and rugged.
Oh, yeah, bold and rugged. That part.
And has a combined 24.6 inches of dual panoramic displays and third row seating.
A panel what? Probably. I wouldn't put it past them.
The Kia Telluride X-Pro.
Telluride X-Pro. I like that.
Here's to legends in the making. Kia is the official automotive partner of the NBA and WNBA.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver errors and our driving conditions. Always drive safely and obey all traffic laws.
It's more fun to see the Orlando Magic hit the court live. And when you need tickets, Ticketmaster's got you covered with a wide selection of seats available for every game at a variety of prices. As the official marketplace of the Orlando Magic and the NBA, Ticketmaster gives you more ways to find your perfect seat, whether you're making plans in advance or heading to the game last minute. With their virtual view from seat feature, you'll get a preview of your section to make sure you have the best view to catch more of those dimes and dunks. And if your plans change, Ticketmaster gives you more flexibility to sell or transfer your tickets. Plus, mobile tickets make getting in on game day a breeze. Find tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Orlando Magic.
This is Jalen Suggs of the Orlando Magic, and you're listening to Magic Drive Time with Dante and Jake, only on 96.9 The Game.
Welcome back, everyone, to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Dante Marcatelli and Jake Chapman here with you. The Magic handle their business. They take down the Pelicans. Their biggest win, maybe their most impressive win of the season. Just considering everything, where you are in the standings, the magnitude of these games, how good New Orleans is right now, and what you're trying to accomplish, all those reasons, that was just a massive, massive win last night for the Magic. And because the Magic win, you win too with Papa John's Pizza. You're going to get 50% off regular menu price order all day today at papajohns.com. Use that promo code MAGICWIN. So you can use that. Now let's get to our call of the game. It's brought to you by Glip from RingCentral. Rethink the way you work with secure meetings and messaging on any device with Glip by RingCentral. Visit Glip.com to learn more. So to me, okay, we mentioned Jalen Suggs, Paolo Banchero, what this Magic defense did, but you're down 12. And the game turned when Jalen kept you in it. Jalen kept this from being a 20-point game, right? Then you break the lineup, and then you go to the bench. Now you're talking Markelle Fultz, Jonathan Isaac, Cole Anthony, and then the Magic started to make a run. They got back into this thing. That bench got them back in the basketball game. And to me, the unsung hero of last night, and to me, the most underappreciated player in the NBA is Mo Wagner. He's not underappreciated by you and I, certainly by you. You've been a Mo fan since the day he walked through that front door. But he comes. Not only does he go a perfect 5-for-5 in 14 minutes, he got 14 points in 14 minutes, right? He was the one that went to work in the paint and made everybody realize, okay, we can get back to scoring in the paint, right, with what he did. He knocked down two wide-open threes. They were huge, but he took two charges on Zion Williamson. He gave up his body to get smashed by the freight train that is Zion Williamson when he was just running reckless through people. He should have fouled out in the second quarter. Yeah. I mean, right, with the lowering the elbows into Jonathan Isaac and just knocking people down. But Mo stood in there and took those charges. To me, that you win with a guy like that in the playoffs, coming off the bench and being a game changer like Mo Wagner did last night.
Yeah, and that was exactly the way I described it. Was who died? Nobody wants to stand on that train track when that freight train is coming through, unless your name is Mo Wagner, because yes. Mo's the appropriate amount of crazy. Like he's got an exact amount of edge that you're right. I mean, come the postseason, there's some games. There are a lot of games. I mean, it's beyond just like being an energy guy now. He's a fundamental piece of the second unit. Which, you know, by the way, New Orleans has a pretty good bench as well, and so I thought that was going to be a pretty good matchup, and we took it to him as far as the second unit and those minutes went. His footwork is so good, and then look out when he starts knocking down the three, because that was an element that you haven't seen as much. Usually, you know, the second unit is a lot of pick and roll stuff on one side with him and Joe, and then you've got Cole as sort of the the second option on the opposite side of the floor, attacking those closeouts as the attention's paid on the opposite side. If Mo is going to add pick and pop stuff to his game, or if he's going to space the floor in the way that Wendell sometimes does, getting to the corner and receiving those cross-court passes, it's just another element. Now, all of a sudden, if you're closing out on Mo Wagner, we know he's good enough to take 2-3 dribbles and attack the basket. I mean, that's an element that, you know, there's not a lot of big men who can put the ball on the floor the way that he can, and his footwork is just, I mean, it's so pure. How many nights do you get done and you go, he had a point a minute? I always feel like he's close to a point a minute, right? He's always borderline there.
It's just been
great all season, Dave.
Just incredible. He's a plus 15 off the bench. The Magic second unit goes for 50 points. So you do your job again there. You get 62 points off the 62 points in the paint. So again, what are you, 18-2 now when you get 60 or more points in the paint? You're now 35-1 when you lead going into the fourth quarter. I mean, these numbers continue to be astounding. You had gone 12 straight games holding an opponent under 50% shooting. They shoot over 50%, and that to me is telling too. You're able to beat them when they had a good offensive night shooting the basketball. You forced 17 turnovers though for 20 points, which are huge. You're second best team in the NBA in points off turnovers. But the Magic shot 50% or better in this offense right now. 54% shooting. You're 24-1 when you shoot 50% or better in a basketball game. So it kind of all came together. Now, Jake, the final thing, you sit here with 42 wins. You have tied your win total from 2019, that 2018-19 season, when you finished 42-40 and, grabbed the seventh spot in the playoffs and drew Toronto. Before that, you got to go back to the 2010-11 season when you won 52 games, right? So now you look at it and say the next win is going to be the most wins you've had in 13 seasons. Think about that. Let that sink in, Jake Chapman, as you think about with 12 games to go, sitting at 42 wins. You have already, to me, accomplished more than anybody could have expected this year.
And I think you and I remember that season 13 seasons ago pretty well, because it felt like that was the end of something.
Yes.
And this feels like the beginning of something, which is maybe the most exciting part about all of this is these guys ain't going anywhere. And these guys are so young, right? They're only going to get better together. And yes, you know, teams change every summer, but we are set up for the long term here with this group, and we're ahead of schedule, man. I mean, coming down the stretch here, if you... if you can get a nice draw for the first round of the playoffs, obviously we're still focused on staying out of the play-in scenario. But if you just think about what a first round playoff series where you feel like we got a really good shot would feel like for this town and for this team and for you and I'm so ready for it. I'm so ready for it, D.
We've done 2,500 playoff list Magic Drive times. I would be so excited for all of us involved to get some playoff Magic Drive times, and it's definitely coming your way here on Magic Drive Time. The Magic and the Kings tomorrow at 6:30 right here on 96.9 The Game, 6:30 on Bally Sports Florida. Enjoy your March Madness. So long, Coach Calipari. We'll see you next year. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you on Monday on Magic Drive Time.